Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your closing bell for February 10th, 2025. So in today's video, we're going to talk about where mortgage rates are going. FHA might be reducing their fees. So if you have an FHA loan, be cognizant of that. Then we're going to look at the economic calendar, how we got a lot of inflationary news coming out this week. So I'm going to get you my thoughts on that and more, and where expect rates to go, and maybe even the equity markets to go latter part of this week. So my name is Dan Freo. Hopefully I can be your nationwide mortgage loan officer. Why? Because I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And here's our slogan. How about if you could do one application, one credit pool, and have your loan shopped over 30 different lenders? Well, I can do that here. And now I switched lenders, folks. I am now at People's Bank and Trust, and I'd love to help you. I moved up into a management role here. Gives me a lot more flexibility on rates, programs, and a lot of say-so in the basically what we do now. My phone number, if you're trying to reach my phone number, I do have a new phone number, and I'll list that down below, and everything's getting updated as we speak. And our 800 number is also being moved over, so it's down for about 24 hours. So if you need me for anything, please email me or call my cell phone number. I'd love to help you out. So let's get over to it. Mortgage rates were dropped a little bit today. Nothing really write home about because there was really no economic news out there. Look at the economic calendar. Nothing for Monday, nothing for Tuesday, and then Wednesday and Thursday and Friday is when we start getting all the juicy numbers. And what we're looking for right here is consumer inflation. That's coming out on Wednesday, and then producer inflation. That's coming out on Thursday. And this is going to play a big role in what happens to these things the rest of the week. But I got some exciting news for those out there. If you have an FHA loan and you go to refinance it, you might find out that the MIP, the monthly factor that you pay, might be getting reduced. And if you're looking to buy that first house and maybe possibly using an FHA loan, they're going to come with hopefully reduced fees, and that's what they're working on in the background. So I'll be sure to come out and let you guys know when this thing does pass, because this will make it a little more affordable if you're out there trying to buy that first house or maybe looking to refinance. It might save you a little extra money in that area. So let's get over to it. We have the calendar. Like I said, we just have the CPI and the PPI coming out Wednesday and Thursday. The CPI, think of the C in the front of that as consumer inflation. And then the P that's coming out on Thursday, the PPI, think of that on the P is producer inflation. So we're going to see how those come in because the Federal Reserve will be watching those as well. So let's get over to the headlines that we have right through here. MBSs are just basically flat for the day. Okay, but I did want to share something with you right through where it is at here, right through here. What's the Federal Reserve going to do? Because that's what we're focused in on. What are they looking at? Is the inflationary numbers this week going to be an adjustment to what they're going to tell us and what they might do at the next meeting? Let's get over to here and get some insight of what to expect from the Fed's next meeting.
Here to explain what he sees differently about inflation is Michael Darda, the chief economist and macro strategist at Roth Capital Partners. It's good to see you, Mike. And, you know, to me, it feels a little bit like some of the inflation is cost push and some of it's idiosyncratic. And so, but it all seems to be sticking around, you know, longer than we had hoped. So I'm curious how you would explain kind of the broader trends that you see.
Well, Kelly, I think we've made a lot of progress, and I think that's what Powell is going to say this week. If you go back 2 years, we were 350 basis points above the Fed's target on PCE inflation. Now we're 60 to 80 basis points above on a year-to-year basis. And if you just look at the monthly figures, core PCE inflation annualized at 2% or less in 6 out of the last 8 months. So I think that's a pretty good track record in the sense that the Fed was able to do this and avoid what typically happens, which is a recession and a big stock market crash. So, you know, I think you have to give them credit. I was skeptical that they'd be able to pull this off. They're pulling it off. And mm-hmm. I think what Powell is going to say is economy has held up better than expected. We've taken the short rates down 100 basis points. We're just going to sort of see what happens from here. And I think it's completely premature. I mean, it's February 10th. No one knows what the situation is going to look like in the fall of this year or in December. So I just think it's a little early to say, okay, you know, all further rate cuts for the year completely off the table. The market's only pricing in about a cut and a half now. So, you know, we'll see. The Fed, I think, is going to retain a lot of flexibility here.
Are you surprised that consumers seem as aware as they are about tariffs? You know, you probably saw that data from Friday, inflation expectations, you know, a quarter, a third maybe of respondents cited tariffs as a reason why they think prices are going to be higher. We've seen a lot of pull forward in demand. So curious how that's all going to work through.
Yeah, I'm a little skeptical of some of these surveys with the University of Michigan data. There could be some political biases, and it wouldn't be the first time that we've seen that. So these sudden spikes tend to either be revised away or reversed. We got some data out of the New York Fed today on inflation expectations that looked much better behaved. So, the bond market inflation expectations have moved up pretty considerably since the fall of last year, but they were rolling over hard going into the fall of last year. It looked like the labor market was losing steam rapidly. So the Fed's rate cuts reversed that. And at least, you know, if you look at the 10-year horizon for the TIPS market, 240 basis points, that, you know, that's a good level. That's consistent with price stability. So that means the Fed is doing it right. We shouldn't worry so much about, you know, whether there's stability in short-term interest rates. Really what we want is nominal stability in terms of nominal spending and inflation over time. That's the Fed's task, not to just keep the short rate fixed at some level and then have the business cycle go off the rails. So they're basically getting it right here. I hope that can continue.
And what's interesting, Mike, is I think you are like, you know, other voices we've spoken to recently, you have more of a bias towards value, towards some of the healthcare stocks, towards the small caps, kind of staying away from the S&P 500 and its dominance with the Mag 7.
We'll stop it from there because they just talk equities and so forth from there. I'm on the same bandwagon he is. We don't know what tariffs are going to do. Think 2-3 weeks ago, tariffs were supposed to be incredibly inflationary. Now, Mexico and Canada, theirs are halted for now while they come to the negotiation tables. China, they came up with tariffs today, but they're not going to be, as we saw in today's morning video, they're not supposed to be as robust as anticipated. So what's on the future? That's what we got to pay attention to. That's why I need you to subscribe down below so you can keep track of what's going on in the background. So let's get over to the equity markets, see how they're doing, because we know how the bond market's doing. So we have equities, and look at another Cinderella day. All the equities across the border in the green. We got the VIX down right in the 15 range. Let's see what crypto is doing. Crypto is up back to 97,000. This was 107 not too long ago. And then let's get over to oil. Oil is unchanged. Oil climbs as market steadies after U.S. tariff concern. So this is, they wonder why all the consumers know about tariffs. Well, it's everywhere in the headlines. And it's the number one talk about why we might have inflation. So don't be premature on that. Let's see how these all pan out. And then let's see where rates go from there. But my expectations are we're going to start seeing the CPI and the PPI numbers come in line or coming in a little bit better. That's going to cause the markets to kind of just pause for the time. And then eventually you're going to start seeing the 10-year treasury come down. And thus you're going to start seeing mortgage rates come down. I'm expecting that in the next couple weeks. Basically, probably in March, you're going to start seeing some moves being made. But pay attention to the economic news that's coming out every day and just watch my video for the first 5 minutes. I give it to you exactly what you need to be concerned about if you're looking to buy that first house or maybe looking to refinance in today's market. So talking about buying or refinancing, if you're doing anything, buying a house or buying a car, I need you to go to optoutprescreener.com. If you subscribe to the system where, you know, the do not call lists because you don't want to get called by all these solicitors, well, how about if your financial data is getting sold? So if you want that financial data to stop being sold because you went out there and applied for a car loan or a mortgage, and then all of a sudden you got all these banks and people calling you out of the blue and you're like, oh, well, that was a coincidence. Guys, it's not a coincidence. They're buying your financial data from the credit agencies. So to stop it, go to optoutprescreener.com, go down the bottom, put in your information, and hopefully this works better than the do not call list. So if you want to reach out to me, we're revamping all this. We're revamping everything, folks. The reason being is I moved companies and I moved up in the pecking chain. I'm now into management, but I'll be doing this every day and I'll be working with people every day. The one thing that it's going to do is help us get more products for you, possibly more lenders for you, and be more price competitive. So that's what we're doing here at the Frio team. So if you want to follow us, go to therateupdate.com. If you want to reach out to me, if you're looking to buy that first house, maybe you're looking to refinance, reach out to us. You can click the apply now button right through there, and that gets you on your way. Your application will come to me. Now, when you go to the schedule a one-on-one consultation, it's going to be me and Alan. We both have over 20 years experience. You can choose either of us. It's kind of a round robin thing. So we'd love to help you there. But if you want to jump in the front of the line, scroll down here. Don't call this number yet. I should stop this. You're not going to call this number. What number I want to call you is, I'll put it down below in bold print. So make sure you go down below in the description. But if you really need me, just email me at dan@therateupdate.com because that's going to me. I own that domain and it won't get lost and I'll get back with you. Just give me your question, any concerns. Maybe if you want me to look at a loan estimate for you, please reach out to me by this email. Give me your contact information. I'll be reaching out to you to go over that question or any other questions that you have. So thanks for your patience. I appreciate you working with us right now. There's a during this move, there's a little bit of things just disconnected, but give me about 24 to 48 hours and we'll be back smooth as silk. So that's my report for today, guys. If you like your videos, please don't forget to subscribe down below. Give us a thumbs up. And can't wait to watch. See you back here tomorrow. So God bless. Have a fantastic evening. And if you're one of our clients now, don't worry. We got you. Take care. Have a great day. Bye-bye.